we've been looking, guys, at being under law or being under grace. Okay, now, it's from Romans 6, verse 14, says, "For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace." And so I've really tried to emphasize that, that being under grace is good. Is grace good? Yeah. Yeah, being under law is bad. Is the law bad? No. No. See, I want to make sure you guys get this. Romans 7, verse 12, the law is holy. It's holy and righteous and good. And so the problem with being under the law, is it bad to be under the law? Yes, but why? See, being under the law is when we try to be saved by obeying the law. And that's bad, guys. That's bad. It's like Pilgrim's Progress. It's Christian. He had the burden on his back. Okay? He needed to get the burden of sin off his back. And he went to Mount Sinai. Right? That's the law. He tried to keep the law. And what happened to that burden? It got heavier. And if you try to get rid of your sin by being a good kid, obeying the Bible, okay, the only thing God's law will do is show you how bad you really are. It'll show us we can't do it. We can. That's why, guys, it is bad to be under the law. Under the law, guys, here's the thing. It's trying to be saved by obeying the law. And the law, guys, here's the thing. It doesn't take your sin away. Even if you could keep it from here on out, it doesn't take your sin away. Secondly, is it doesn't give life. The law doesn't give life, okay? Just shows us our sin. Now, not only is trying to be saved, okay, trying to get saved by obeying the law, sin, but it's also sin, okay? It's also sinful to think of ourselves, well, let me say it this way. Let me back up, okay? We're not saved by what we do. We're saved by what who does? Specifically?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. So we look outside of ourselves, right? Yeah. We look outside of ourselves to who? To Jesus. The Bible says that those who rely on the works of the law are under a curse. We're under the curse of God because we don't keep the law. Okay? But Jesus kept the law, right? And not only did he keep the law, okay, but he suffered the punishment due to our sins. I've tried to emphasize this again and again and again. So the gospel is we look outside of ourselves, okay, and we look to Christ and what he's done on the cross, where he took our sin, remember? I've done this several times now, hopefully you've got it. He took our sin and nailed it to the cross. Did Jesus have any sin of his own? No. So why did he die the death of a criminal?
He died for our sin.
Because he took our sin. Very good. And so, again, Galatians 3 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. And so Jesus was cursed, not because he disobeyed, but he took our sin upon us. Okay? The catechism teaches it to us as what? What did Christ accomplish? What did Christ undertake in the covenant of grace? Sweet song. Sweet song. Very good. Christ undertook two things, guys. To keep the whole law for his people and to suffer the punishment for their sins. And for salvation, guys, we have to look outside of ourselves to Christ. Okay? And I've said to be under the law is to try to get saved by obeying the law ourselves. No, we need to look to Jesus. But it's also to be under law is to try to stay saved by not looking to Jesus and his finished work, but we look to what we can do to stay saved. Okay? And I've used the example of Abner Yoder. He built a chair, a very nice chair, right? And when I tried to add to the finished work of Abner Yoder, what happened? I ruined it. Badly. And my point, guys, that's hopefully a picture. We're to look at the finished work of Jesus, guys. If we try to add to the finished work of Jesus, okay, we ruin it. Okay? In the sense that it's null and void for us. It doesn't save us. Christ alone is what saves. And so we need to repent, not just of our sins, guys, but we need to repent even of our good works. Okay, I burned that chair last week. Okay, some of you guys were here. And that was supposed to be a picture of repenting. Guys, we don't trust our works to keep us saved. That's what it means to be under law. And guys, we'll be far from God if that's what we do. Now, what I want us to focus on today, That's the gospel, guys, and I wish I could just do that every week. Okay? Because we need to trust the gospel. You guys need the gospel? Do I need the gospel? Do all these adults need the gospel? Yes. Okay? But I want us to go on. It says, sin will have no dominion over you. I want us to understand that. Now, you need to understand, number one, it's a promise. It's not a command. It's not saying, don't let sin have dominion over you. Okay? Everybody's snickering.
Run.
Trying to get this.
Joshy, run.
All right. So listen, though. Pay attention. Everybody's on the duct tape now. All right. So what I want us to get is this is a promise that sin will have no dominion over you, over the Christian. Okay, that's the promise. Now I want us to understand it. To understand it, we need to understand some words. What does it mean? What does dominion mean? Do you guys know? I thought that might be a hard word. Okay, dominion means control. That's a good way to think of it. So sin will have no control over you. Okay? If you're a Christian, sin will have no control over you. That's what we're saying. That's the promise that God gives. And I want us to understand that. Okay? So Joshy, yes, I do need you. Okay? Now, I want you guys to think of Joshy. Joshy, stand up. You guys know Joshy?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, Joshy, I want to show how sin is a powerful force. Okay? And it wants to control you. So that's what he's going to be our example. So we're going to pretend that Joshy is walking along. And by walking, I mean like he's living. Go back to him. Just pretend to walk. This is God's path. See, you're God's creature. Who made you?
God.
That's right. God made you, and you're walking in God's world. And so should God's creature, Joshy, walking in God's world, seek to walk on God's path?
Yes.
So you're walking on a path. Stay on the path. Should he turn to the left or to the right?
To the right.
To the right. No. You watch too much. I can make a political joke there. But no, we shouldn't turn to the left or the right. Okay, neither. Okay, we should stay on God's path. And what sin does, guys, this is the thing about sin. Is sin is tempting because we think, well, I could just sin to that line there. That might make, instead of being holy and happy, right? You guys know about that from the catechism. That sin looks like it'd be bring me a little happiness, and I won't go any further. So go ahead. Joshy goes off the path. Just stay right there. Okay, go there. There you go. Very good. So he goes to sin a little bit. And now you want to come back. Okay? Go ahead. Go back. Okay? Go ahead. Go back. See, sin is overpowering. Okay? Notice I'm sin. Okay? He's overpowering. Okay? And here's the thing, guys. Is sin ends up taking you where you don't want to go. Okay? And what happens, guys, is you think, I'm going to sin to this point and no further. And sin takes you where you don't want to go. And out you go. That's how powerful sin is, guys. That's what I want you to see. Okay? Is we think we can sin to here and stop. And what I'm trying to tell you, guys, is you can't. You can't. Why? Sin has dominion over everyone who's under the law. Okay? And so what I want you guys to understand is we can't just sin so far. Sin wants control of you. He's back on God's path. Praise God. Alright. Now here's the thing, guys. How can sin have no dominion over you? Well, the key word here would be since. Okay? Sin has no dominion over the Christian. Why? Since you're not under law, but you're under grace. Well, what this is referring to, what it's pointing us to, is it's pointing us to the cross, guys. Because on the cross, it's not just sin that died. Let me show you another passage real quick. Galatians 6 says this, "Far be it for me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Okay? So he's talking about the cross. We're on the cross. What was crucified? Jesus was crucified for sin, for my sin. Okay? But notice it goes on. By which the world has been crucified to me. God's providence. Brother Josh read about not loving the world. That in Christ, guys, the world is crucified to me. If you care what the world thinks about, guys, you're not going to have a backbone. Okay? You need to be dead to the world. Okay? And the Bible says right there, it says, at the cross, guys, the world was crucified to me. And not only that, but another thing. What? And I to the world. So who else was crucified on the cross?
You.
Me. That's right. Me. Okay? And the me is for you if it's you reading it. It's the idea. Those are little names. All right. And so what I want you guys to see is on the cross, in Christ, I'm crucified. The Christian was crucified. And so this is exactly what Paul says in Romans 6, where he says, sin shall not have dominion. He says, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, guys, are you saved by what you do?
No.
No. You're saved by what Jesus did, apart from what you do. So you should sin a lot, because you'll just be forgiven a lot. That's how people under the law think. And Paul says, God forbid, by no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? How many sins do dead people do?
Yeah.
They don't sin. Okay, and that's what he said. How can you sin when you die? Well, when did we die to sin? When did a Christian die to sin? It says in the next verse, do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Okay? Not talking about water baptism here. He's talking about spiritual baptism. The point is this, guys. The two points of which your salvation is dependent on is when Jesus died on the cross, okay, and when you were baptized into his death, when you believed in Jesus, when you put your trust in Jesus. That's what it's like. And when you put your trust in Jesus, guys, you died on the cross. You were in Christ. That's what it means. That's what he's saying. Romans 6, verse 6, that goes on to say, you know that our old self, our old man, our sinful desires in us, they were crucified. Our old self was crucified with him on the cross in order that the body of sin, that our body with its sinful desires, okay, would what? Would be brought to nothing. That it wouldn't have that control to take us to places we don't want it to go, that we don't want to go, so that we would no longer serve sin. We would no longer be enslaved to sin. See, for sin to have dominion, guys, over you is this. You're living in sin as a slave to sin, and you don't even know it. In fact, you're pretty content just being a slave to sin. And that's what most of the world is. But in Christ, guys, your eyes are open. And you're no longer enslaved to sin. He says, the one who has died has been set free from sin. And we're now free, not to do what we want. We're not free to serve God, not to serve sin. This is what the gospel does. The point is this, guys. Jesus' death on the cross saves us from the penalty of sin. But guys, it also gives us life. It saves us from the power of sin. Okay? Sin will not have dominion over you since you are not under law but under grace. Or we could sing this way. And again, Providence, I didn't know we were going to sing this song. But Top Lady said it this way. Look at the last two lines. Be of sin. This is speaking of the gospel, the cross. Be of sin the double cure. What do we need to be saved from when it comes to sin? Saved from wrath, that's God's penalty, but not just his wrath. Make me pure, okay? Make me pure. Break the power of sin. Guys, the gospel saves from hell, saves from the penalty of sin, but it also saves from the power of sin. And we're going to explain that more, Lord willing, next week. So let's pray and thank God that Christ, our Savior, has come to save. He's given us the double cure. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that Jesus came. We thank you that he came, lived a perfect life, and died on the cross so that we can be redeemed. We can be saved. We can be forgiven. We can overcome sin. Sin will no longer have dominion because of who we are in Christ. Lord, help us to know these things. Help us to believe them and help us to live them out. We pray. For your glory, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys.